Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Sarah, and this awful, awful situation that's now arisen for our frontline workers, especially those in city centres, in Dublin city centre, where they need parking. Sarah, what's happened?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So basically, in work, we got an email to tell us that our free parking had been, they're going to just completely stop it now from the 31st of August, which is not great. Because obviously with the pandemic, like, we don't want to be getting the bus into work, and they have like the certain capacities on the bus as well. So if you miss your bus, you're going to be late for work. Like, you have to start work at 7:30. So yeah, it's not great. Our only option really is to drive in. And if we're stopping the parking, in the hospital that I work in, there is an underground car park.
Yeah, no way.
But it's €15 a day. I work 4 days a week, so if I was to pay that, that's €60 a week.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then, obviously, the nurses who are working nights, that's 7 nights on. That's €105.
And I'll come back to that, because for you to get 60 quid, you have to earn nearly 120 quid and then tax and everything that's taken out of it. So tell me, what was the deal during the pandemic for brilliant people, frontline workers like yourself? What was the plan, so to speak?
So they had introduced the free parking in the areas on the pane displays. Areas. So you just had a photocopy of your work badge and you put that up on your dashboard so you wouldn't get clamped, basically.
Brilliant, because parking around there is at a premium, isn't it? And it's really okay. Now, What did Dublin City Council, when they sent around this letter saying, sorry lads, it's finishing in 2 weeks' time, did they say it had been abused, or was there any, they'd lost so much income, or did they give any reason?
No reason. Just the email that we got sent was that it was from the DCC, and they told us that it was finishing on the 31st of August. Now, as far as I'm aware, they haven't had any complaints from the residents that we've been parking there. All the residents have had their own parking, like, they have had spaces to park. They have, as far as I'm aware now, they haven't had a complaint from the residents.
But I even think it's a brilliant community around the Mater Hospital on all sides, from Cabra down to right down towards Ballybock, from Cabra down to Dorset Street, for Cabra in there, Eccles Street, Berkeley Road. It's a great community. I doubt they would complain about hospital staff under any circumstances.
No, I don't think
and
so.
And did the Dublin City Council say we now know that the pandemic is over? Do they know something we don't know?
No. Well, we're worried now in the hospital come flu season, because that's going to come fairly soon.
Yeah.
And then I think there might be a second wave, obviously, with the flu season. So we could end up having another lockdown and all the rest, which is a whole different story now. But, we're kind of worried that we're still going to have to go into work. We don't want to be passing, if we catch it, we don't want to be passing it onto our, like, I work with very vulnerable patients, so I don't want to be passing anything on if I get public transport in, or, vice versa, or any of my colleagues or whatever. We just don't want that. So to keep ourselves safe and our patients safe, we would choose to drive in. But if we have to pay for parking, then we're kind of screwed, really.
And that's the thing to remember, to be conscious of for our listeners, that one of the reasons you're in your car is that it's the safest place to be, especially for frontline workers, where you are not in, well, none of us are 100% free of the chance of infection, but you reduce it dramatically. And you're actually told, and the recommendation is, and that's why the buses are, I think a 78-seater bus can only take 12 people.
So that's our view.
Sarah, how have you been over the last few months? Because I know the matter in terms of the wonderful staff. The staff got a terrible hit, didn't they, from COVID?
Yeah.
All our frontline staff.
Yeah. Well, we're all extremely tired.
Are you?
So we've all worked incredibly hard.
I know.
And like with my unit that I work with, we actually moved our patients out of the hospital to keep them safe. So we were limited with our equipment and stuff
and
like that.
And where did you move them, Sarah?
We moved them over to a separate building just across the road. So we tried everything. We had all our own services in the building, so the patients didn't have to go into the main hospital.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, so we were really, really prepared. So now we're back over in the main hospital at the minute. Okay. We've moved back.
And
so
were you, are you, if you don't want to tell me the area you work in, but are you, I know every patient is susceptible to infection, but yeah. some patients, especially those getting cancer treatment or whatever, mm-hmm. you have to be extraordinarily careful.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's the situation you were in.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had a break at all?
Yeah, well, I had a couple of weeks, well, 2 weeks off there a couple of weeks ago, so that wasn't too bad. So I got my my bit of rest, but back at it now, busier as ever. But
and where did you spend your 2 weeks rest? In the Costa del Beaumont or Costa del Rohini or Costa del...
Yeah, Costa del Donamead, yeah.
Costa del Donamead, okay.
Yeah.
Sarah, well done for all your work.
Thank you very much.
And to all your, I know a lot of people in and out of the matter, and well done to everyone at our frontline staff, especially as it's now been going on since March the 12th, the lockdown began. First phone call to Liveline about coronavirus was on January 20th, I think, about something that was happening in Capel Street in Dublin, which was just people being fearful for no reason. But anyway, they were worried about coronavirus and Chinese restaurants, would you believe?
Yeah.
And it, we haven't stopped talking about it since. But the main thing is we haven't stopped talking and families haven't stopped remembering those who've nearly, 1,800 people have died. But the second topic of conversation is the work, the Trojan work by people like yourself. And to be told that 60 quid... if you have to do 4 days' work, it's now your bill for parking. Or, and by the way, on-street parking in Dublin is, I know there's reasons and arguments, it is extortionate. It is extortionate.
100% extortion.
And then if you're doing 7 nights, much do I pay if I'm doing 7 nights? In
105 euro.
Wow.
For car park for 7 nights. Yeah,
and as I say, a nurse or a worker, frontline worker, would probably have to earn near enough to double that after tax to get to 105.
Yeah.
So that's up to 200 quid you earn every week before tax goes on parking. That's unthinkable. It's the DCC are doing it, but it is unthinkable and they shouldn't be doing it. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. So like my opinion on that was if the Dublin City Council are stopping the free parking, is that because they're losing revenue? But what's more important, money or the health and safety of nurses and doctors?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
and I know I worked in a separate hospital before I moved to my place of work now, and they had a staff car park and they actually charged 100 euro a year for your car park, and they had your sticker up, so that was like a deal. It was nice and cheap. It was less than a tenner a month. So I don't know why we can't come up with some sort of a deal like this, but I don't know. I just feel like the DCC just think that money is just a bit more important than the health and safety of everyone else.
Okay, and you know they will throw back on the matter, but the matter car park is run by a private company, isn't it?
I know, that's a whole different issue there,
Okay, Sarah, mind yourself. When are you back in work?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay,
Sarah. Thanks indeed.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye now.
51551, wash handstand.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Just before we finish, joe at rt.ie is the email 24/7. Breda Scully. Breda, I mentioned about the matter, hospital car park and Dublin City Council are reimposing charges for frontline workers. You live near the matter.
I do indeed, Joe. The parking situation around here has been dreadful for the last few months. The residents pay for their parking and they pay for visitors' discs as well.
Okay.
But the hospital staff have basically taken over the area. We live in small terraced houses.
I know them well,
The only parking is on the street.
Yeah.
But I believe that the hospital should provide that underground car park.
Okay.
And give free parking
and
to the staff.
Breda, do you know if yourselves or Residents Association said to Dublin City Council...
Absolutely.
Oh, you have?
Many of us have been. Oh, we have.
Oh,
and
there,
to our local councillors and everything.
Oh, that's where that comes from,
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't individually go out and, ask the staff to move away or anything like that. We understand they're doing valuable work. But we have been on to our councillors and we have been on to Dublin City Council.
But you don't think, Breda, you think the people who are using it are genuine staff in the matter?
They are, but no, they're not just nurses. They would be from other departments.
Yeah.
You would see in the ID they're from, you know, various other departments in the hospital.
But they'd all be, like every department dovetails into keeping the hospital going.
Of course.
You know.
Okay. But the hospital should provide the parking for them. And they shouldn't be charged €15 a day.
Okay. And how much are those discs you get? How much do you pay for them?
I know, the visitor's discs. You can get 80 per year,
okay.
And they're €1.25.
And how much do you have to pay to park in front of your house?
Well, I don't actually drive myself, but I can't have visitors coming. Public health nurse who comes to me,
understand.
She has to drive around looking for parking.
Okay. Breda, thanks indeed, and mind yourself. That's Breda Scully, that lives beside the matter. Dave Sherry produced, Tommy O'Sullivan on sound, Richard Byrne research. Catherine Thomas next.